Welcome in. Today we're doing a subsign clean course for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, focused right in the drum zone, but with that crucial sub integration that makes old school jungle and early DNB rollers feel like they never stop moving. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know how to make tracks, load devices, and edit MIDI. The goal is not fancy sound design. The goal is that unstoppable conveyor belt momentum, tight kick and snare pillars, controlled ghost chaos, a break layer that's more felt than heard, and a sub that behaves like part of the drum groove instead of some separate bass line that fights your kick. All right, set up first. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like 172 as a sweet spot while building. Set global quantization to 1 bar so you can loop and swap ideas without the session tripping over itself. And make sure you can see the groove pool, because we'll use it for subtle swing later. Quick mindset check before we touch anything. Roller momentum usually comes from micro timing and velocity contrast, not from adding more notes. If everything is loud and constant, it stops rolling and starts trudging. Contrast is the engine. Now we're going to build the sub first, because in this style, the sub is basically a drum voice. Think note length and rests before you think melody. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Drop operator on it. In operator, choose an algorithm that's just oscillator A only. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. That's our clean source. Now shape the amp envelope. We want it clean, but rhythmic. Set attack really fast, around 0 to 1 millisecond. If you ever hear a click, don't panic, just nudge the attack up to like 1 to 3 milliseconds. For decay, aim roughly 250 to 450 milliseconds. This will depend on how busy your pattern is. For sustain, you can go super low, like negative infinity up to maybe minus 6 dB. Roller subs often pluck instead of holding forever. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The release is your anti-click insurance and also how much the tail smears into the next hit. Too long and your groove loses punch. Too short and it can get chattery or clicky. Now we add a safety chain. This is the clean course part. Stable, mono, controlled, and mix safe. First device, EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 30 HC with a steep slope. That's just removing rumble and headroom theft. Optionally, if your kick has a thump that overlaps, do a tiny dip somewhere around 120 to 200 HC. Keep it subtle. Next, saturator. This is not for turning it into a reese. This is for giving the sub a little audibility on smaller speakers by adding harmonics. Set drive around 1.5 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so when you bypass it, the volume doesn't jump. If you can clearly hear distortion, you went too far for this lesson. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Full mono. If you use Ableton's bass mono feature, set it somewhere around 120 HZ. And level wise, keep it sensible. Aim for the SUB track peaking roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before the master. You want headroom for drums and bass processing. Now program the sub rhythm. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Choose a key like F or G. Classic DNB territory. Keep it one note first. Rhythm first. Pitch later. Here's a solid example to get you started. Bar 1. A longer note right on 1.1, then a short note on 1.3, then another short one around 1.4.2. Bar 2. Long on 2.1, short on 2.2.3, and short on 2.4. And here's the big rule. Leave small gaps. Continuous sub feels big for about 5 seconds, then it just eats your punch. Gaps create perceived loudness and groove. This is one of the most important old school but still modern tricks. Let silence do some of the work. Now sidechain the sub to the kick, but we're doing it transparently. Add a compressor on the SUB track. Turn on sidechain. We'll set the input to the kick once the kick exists, but set the basic shape now. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds. That lets the sub speak just a hair so it doesn't vanish. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and you'll time it to the groove once the drums loop. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. This is tight DNB ducking, not EDM pumping. Cool. Sub is built. Now let's make the roller drums. Create a MIDI track called Drums and drop a drum rack on it. Load a tight DNB kick with a short tail. Load a snappy jungle snare, or a snare layered with a clap if you want more snap. Add a closed hat, crisp, like a 909-ish hat or a break hat. Add an open hat, short and bright. And add a ghost snare sound, like a lighter snare or a rim. In the drum rack, Keep each pad in simpler one-shot mode so everything stays consistent. Now program the foundation in a one-bar clip. This is your anchor. Kick on 1.1 and 1.3. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's the pillar structure. Then closed hats. Start with 8th notes if you want it clean, or 16th notes if you want a more frantic jungle edge. For the open hat, try it around 1.3.3, or even just slightly after 1.3. That little placement gives it a pushing, rolling feel. Now ghosts. This is where the loop starts to move like it's alive. Put very low velocity ghost snare hits at a couple of these spots. 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. Don't do all of them at full strength. Pick one or two at first. Velocity targets. Main snare around 105 to 127. Ghosts around 20 to 55. Hats vary them, maybe 45 to 90. The moment your hats are all the same velocity, you lose that human conveyor belt. Jungle depends on that subtle unevenness. Here's a speed tip using Live 12 MIDI editing. Fold your piano roll so you only see the notes you're using. Then make one perfect ghost moment, duplicate that note across the bar, and then vary velocity and timing. It's way faster than drawing everything from scratch, and it keeps the groove cohesive. Now micro timing. Select your hats and some of your ghost notes, not your main snares. Nudge a few hats late, like plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds, for swing. Pull a couple ghosts slightly early, like minus 5 milliseconds, for urgency. That push-pull is the roller feel, but keep the main snares basically grid true. Think of snares as the pillars holding up the building. You can decorate the building with swing, but don't move the pillars. Now add groove, lightly. Open the groove pool and pick something like an MPC 16 swing or SP-style groove. Apply it to hats and ghosts, not heavily to main snare. Groove amount around 10 to 25%. Subtle. If it sounds like the drummer is falling down the stairs, you overdid it. At this point you should already feel the loop moving forward, even without a break. And that's important, because if the groove only works once the break is loud, you're relying on hype instead of pocket. Now add the break texture layer. Create an audio track called Break. Drop in an Amen style or classic break that you're allowed to use. Warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Envelope around 20 to 40, so it keeps some natural variation. Now EQ it. High pass it around 150 to 250 HE. This is non-negotiable if you want the sub to stay clean. If the break is fighting your snare crack, do a small dip around 3 to 5 KHZ, then turn it down. The break should be felt, not obviously heard. A great check is this. Mute the break. If you suddenly miss it, it was doing its job. If you mute it and the loop barely changes, it's too quiet. If you can clearly recognize, oh, that's the Amen while the full drums are playing, it's probably too loud for this particular roller approach. Optional extra to keep the break animated without washing everywhere. Add a gate on the break. Keyed by itself. Fast attack, shortish release. The goal is to keep the transient chatter and reduce constant wash. That's a very old school trick, but it still works. Now we glue the drums together without flattening them. Select the drums track and the break track, group them, and name the group drum bus. On the drum bus, put EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 HZ. That just removes nonsense. If it's dull, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 10 KHZ, like plus 1 dB, can wake it up. But don't chase brightness too early. Next to add drum bus. Keep it restrained. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom off or very low because boom can mess with sub clarity fast. Transients up. Somewhere around plus 5 to plus 20 if you need punch. Crunch very small, 0 to 10. The idea is feel good, not destroyed breakcore. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 or 10 milliseconds. 10 preserves transients more, which usually suits rollers. Release on auto, or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction on peaks. If you're slamming 5 to 8 dB constantly, your drums will stop breathing and your ghost work will disappear. Optional. Soft clipping at the end. Use saturator with soft clip on and drive 1 to 3 dB. This can make the drum bus louder without sounding squashed. But again, match output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Now the kick and sub relationship. This is the part that separates nice loop from why does this sound pro. First, kick tuning. If your kick has a tonal tail, tune it near your sub note, like F, or shorten its tail in simpler so it's more of a punch than a bass note. Then check phase. Put utility on the sub and try phase invert. Choose whichever setting gives you more solid low-end impact. Trust your ears, but also watch meters. The right setting usually looks steadier and hits harder, without needing more volume. Then revisit sidechain. Now that the kick is real, set the compressor sidechain input to the kick. Listen to the groove. If it breathes too much, shorten the release or reduce the ratio. Classic rollers usually want tight ducking that you feel as space, not a big obvious pump. Now we turn it into a 16-bar roller section with momentum. Duplicate your loop out to 16 bars, and every 4 bars give it a tiny change. Bars 1 to 4. Core groove. Establish the rules. Bars 5 to 8. Add a hat variation. Maybe add a few extra 16th hats, but at very low velocity. The listener should feel extra energy, without feeling a new pattern. Bars 9 to 12. Add a tiny snare fill. Could be the quick 1/32 roll right before bar 9. Or a ghost triplet moment. Keep it quiet. In jungle, the fill energy often comes from speed, not volume. Bars 13 to 16. Do a mini dropout. Mute the break for one bar, or even half a bar, and let kick, snare, and sub carry it. That negative space is extremely jungle effective. It's like the track inhales, and then the next hit feels bigger. At bar 16, do a reverb throw on a snare hit using a send. And here's a slick identity move. Instead of throwing delay on the main snare, try it on a ghost snare. It sounds more rinsy and less corny. If you want an easy progression without adding new parts, automate energy. On the drum bus, slowly open a hat low pass cutoff over 8 to 16 bars. Slightly increase a short room reverb, send on the break into transitions, and give drum bus transients a tiny lift in the last 4 bars. Minimal changes, big payoff. Now let's talk common mistakes so you can dodge them quickly. Mistake 1. Sub too long. Sustained sub notes smear the groove and steel punch. Leave gaps. Treat the sub like low percussion. Mistake 2. Overswinging the main snare. Cheap main snare steady. Twin hats and ghosts instead. Mistake 3. Break too loud. If you can clearly hear the amen as the main feature, you're no longer using it as glue. That can be a valid style, but it's not tucked roller driver. Mistake 4. Too much drum bus boom. It will fight your sub fundamental and wreck clarity fast. Mistake 5. Sidechain too extreme. Pumping is cool, but classic rollers often want tightness more than obvious ducking. Now a couple pro-level upgrades, still stock only, and still clean. If you want the sub to read on phones without ruining the true sub, duplicate the SUB track and call it SUB TOP. This audio version is shortened for playback.